We're back to the Neil Haley Show, also the Media Giant Effect. I'm excited first to welcome to the show my co-host from Strategic Wealth Strategies, Alan Porter. Alan, what's going on, man? And as you're learning the whole celebrity thing, as we, you know, do our own podcast as well, it's so interesting to learn from different celebrities and just their backgrounds and everything like that. Isn't that right, Alan?
Absolutely. And Granger, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm reading your story with PureFlix and everything, the movie. And there's so many things that I connect to personally. And I just like to hear about how this has affected you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was my first film, my first movie of any sort. And so the first thing that attracted me to it, the reason I even considered it, was I really liked the script. I read the script almost reluctantly when I got it. I read it, and it's about a country singer, which is, that's the reason it got to me. They were pitching it to country singers. And I read it and I thought, you know, here's this guy, the story of this guy who's, he's trying to handle everything himself. He's trying to internalize everything and deal with his family through grief and act like it's okay. And meanwhile, he's a wreck. He's falling apart. He's losing his career. He has no creativity. He's losing his ranch. He's having to sell it off piece by piece. And I thought, man, how normal is that for a guy to try to take on the world and protect his family? Meanwhile, he's fallen apart himself.
You've had that point, Granger, as any country music star, anybody that get to stardom, there is that rock bottom point. Can you tell me that rock bottom story? And we'll go back to the film, but I think it always relates when you play and act a specific part. There is truth to it in so many ways. And the most successful people in the world have to fail many times till they finally make it, like you've made it in country music.
Yeah. And I think, a good actor, which I'm not in that category, but a good actor could probably just play anything, even if he's never been on rock bottom. He could probably just, you know, play it. But, you know, fortunately, I guess for the director, they cast a guy that actually has seen rock bottom. For me, that was a personal experience. My wife and I lost our little 3-year-old boy, River, and it was the most difficult thing we've ever been through. And the journey back from that, through that, forward from that, has been an incredible story of redemption, which is partly I was able to use that for this film.
Wow. And so that's a surprising one. I thought we'd have a like story of, you know, a country music launch and you know, rock bottom, sleeping in your car. But that one's more tragic. it's family. It's a challenge. And you could really reflect on this character from that, it sounds like. And that's good, because character acting is such an important thing if you have some sort of relationship to it.
Sure. Yeah, I'll take sleeping in my car any day over that.
I would too. No doubt, lose one of my kids. That would be heartbreaking. Yeah. Level, and I, my prayers are with you. Go ahead, Alan, with a question.
Well, you know, River, I kind of resemble something like that, because my son over 13 years ago became 100% disabled. And then 3 years after that, his wife, Lynn, of age 39, the mother of my two granddaughters, calling up January 5th, 2010, I'll never forget it. She said, Alan, I've been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. They give me 6 months to live. Well, Lynn died about a year later. But during that time, my daughter had given birth to her third grandson. And she called me up. She said, Dad, I got breast cancer. And I had a talk with her husband one night. And he's a doctor. And she's an oncology nurse. And he said, Alan, I think she's going to pass away. And so she's 9 years cancer-free now. But I cannot imagine what you went through, losing your child before you die.
Well, what we do, I couldn't have imagined either. And what we do, humans are incredibly resilient. And we see that through our ancestors. We see that in our past. And what we do when we're faced with the ultimate trial is we just continue to move forward. We can't move on. But there's only so long we could just lay in our own mud. And at some point, and that's what the gospel calls us. That's what Jesus calls us to do, too. It's always forward. It's always follow me. It's always moving out and up and forward. And ultimately, we can only sit on rock bottom for so long before we realize it's time to move.
You're exactly right. Exactly.
Now, with the film and everything, the story, he hits rock bottom, and it's a Christmas story for sure, but really gives a lesson, right? Without giving it away, the lesson's really there in this film, right? To let people know specifically what to do through this.
Yeah, the character in the film is grieving the loss of his wife. She dies 2 years prior to when the film starts. And this guy's just trying to handle everything and act like everything's okay, but in reality, he can't deal with Christmas. He doesn't want to put up Christmas decorations. He doesn't even want to have Christmas, which is resembles a lot of people today. You know, Christmas is such a time of joy and happiness and family, but it also represents a time when a lot of families are missing someone at their dinner table. There's an empty chair. And a lot of people are thinking, you know what? I'm just ready for Christmas to come and go, to be over it, so we can get past this and get on to January and forget about this loss in our family. And it takes in the movie, it takes his daughter to finally break him down. Ironically, this little daughter, this little fragile daughter that breaks down the man and says, Daddy, it's time. It's time to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's powerful, and it's a powerful story, Alan, for sure. Yeah.
But you know, what I love about Pure Flix, it's they're emotional stories, and I can't wait to watch your film because I watch it probably once or twice a month, and every time I watch it, I get very emotional. I cry a lot. But when it's done, it's an experience. People need to understand, and a lot of people don't. They don't understand what you've gone through, what I've gone through. But when you can show it and show people there's a light at the end of the tunnel, it's a big difference for them.
That's exactly right, Alan, and that's what I hope with this film, that it'll sneak up on people. People accidentally sit down and start watching it and not realize that they're going to be wrangled in emotionally and they'll be able to relate to it, or they'll say, this story is me, or this story is just like my father or my brother or my husband. But they'll say, I could relate to this, and they'll stay with it to the end to see the hope that the film has.
Now, Granger, is this was your first acting experience, or have you done acting before this?
First acting, first film, first everything.
Are you going to be what's next for you in acting? Are you going to look to go take acting course classes and stuff like that in films? Or with your busy schedule of country music, what is your tour manager thinking? All these people saying, "Oh no, is Granger moving into the being this huge Christian star now after doing this?" You know, is it one-off, or are you going to be doing more?
Well, I guess one thing I could say is I've learned over the years to really be open for anything that I could be called to do. I had no idea. I would never have planned to be in a movie. If you had asked me 5 years ago, do you think your 5-year plan is to ultimately be in a movie? I would have said no. And that's just the thing. We can't sit stuck in our own plans until we realize that we'll just surrender to God and see what might be coming next. For me specifically, what comes next in 2023 is I have a book coming out in the fall. So we'll be transitioning into promoting this book. Maybe get back on your show here and talk about that.
I want you back on, Granger, okay, for the book, okay?
And then we'll do that.
Whatever PR rep, just reach out. I'll have you back on, no doubt. My celebrity podcast is number 12 in the world, according to FeedSpot, ranked higher than Shaq and Snooki's podcast. So I interview celebrities all the time. So I really love these conversations, but I'd be happy to do that with the book. Is the book this more of the story? Is it a biography?
It's a memoir, I guess you could say. It's the story of when we lost our son, in the 3 years of the journey after that, including the birth of our latest son, Maverick, who was just a complete gift. So it's a very unexpected story, but I think it's a good one.
Any other questions you have, Alan?
Granger, I was a Black Hawk instructor pilot in the Army. I retired in 1993. And I tell people I've had a safe land for every takeoff, and I dodged all bullets. And I loved, I had a passion for what I was doing. But I never had a passion for doing anything until what happened to my daughter-in-law, my son, and my daughter. And I'm very passionate about what I do, and I want to educate people, because think about this. When my son was disabled, there's no income coming. He hadn't worked in 3 years. And then his wife gets pancreatic cancer. There's a huge problem. There's no money coming in. It had not been for the terminal illness rider on her life insurance policy, my son would be bankrupt. It took a huge financial strain off of me. And my number one goal, both professionally and personally, is protection of the family and protection of their assets. And people need to be educated on the value of having certain assets that they can relay to that's going to protect their families. If you live too long, die too soon, or get sick. Because long-term care is extremely expensive for people. I just put my brother in a nursing home. He has Alzheimer's. And I'm 69. He's 5 years older than I am. I mean, it's going to be devastating for him. But I can't wait to watch your movie.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Alan. And you're a smart man. I need to talk to you more about that one day. But in the meantime, I will tell you that I have not nearly as much as you, but I have flown in a Black Hawk in Iraq when we went to do entertainment tours over there. And we flew every day in these Black Hawks. I was blown away by the force that aircraft takes. I mean, you see them in the sky, and no one could really appreciate how those things can maneuver. And as we went over some of those little Iraqi villages, and right, they had to do their maneuvers to get away from the potential grenade launchers, it was crazier than any roller coaster I've ever been on. So hats off to you, Alan. Those Blackhawks are incredible.
And, well, I didn't have much fun over there, but I'm glad I got back.
Yeah, but thank you again, Alan, for your service. Now, Granger, so you said the book. What about your music? Where people can find that? And also, it's available in PureFlix, the film, on December 15th, correct? Is that correct?
December 15th, PureFlix. You can find my music anywhere you love to hear music. You can find my podcast anywhere you love to hear podcasts. And all my social media is Granger Smith.
So what's your podcast about?
Granger Smith Podcast. I answer your questions. So people email me and we walk through your life questions. Could be about any subject in life, and we walk through it. And it's one of my passions for sure.
So what is your ultimate goal as a country music star? What do you want to attain?
I want to do things that matter. I want to do things that matter. And that's what something I had to learn over the years, that we can only play so many shows or put out so many albums or have so many awards or have so many people in attendance at a concert. But what really matters at the end of the day that helps me come back to it is saying to someone was affected today. One person in this audience that came to feel something or to remember something or to forget something. Somebody was changed by a song today or by this film or by an answer on the podcast. But as long as I could walk away at the end of every day and say something I did today actually mattered for someone else, that's what keeps me motivated to keep on going.
And man, I tell you, I don't know your age, but you got the energy, you're rolling through, and you're going to dominate in everything you do. I think you put the time in. And do you think is it some sort of work ethic that drives you every day to do what you're doing?
I wish I could give you a magic formula to that. I feel very blessed.
I think you have a passion for what you do. Yeah, you absolutely have a passion for what you do. It's the same thing with me. And passion drives people to do lots of things.
Right. Yeah. And that's what you should do. Amen. We appreciate it, Granger. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you guys very much. Thank you.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show and The Media Giant Effect. And we'll be back in just a moment.